say what? Port Harcourt
residents know they breathe fresh air.
They know they breathe fresh air. Jesus.
When you wake up for morning, you go see soot. You touch your nose. Under your leg. Black.
You know, I thought that was a joke until I looked under my leg when we're in your side.
It's crazy. We're just talking about it right now as we're walking. That the painting, the building, by the time you put paint, you see before the paint dry, suits don't join with the paint.
Why did you go paint or you go be brown?
And the way it is how people here talk about it like it's a normal thing now.
Do you get me?
And this shit should never be normal. Like, it's not a natural disaster.
Okay. Do you get me?
It's a man-made problem. It's a man-made problem. And what kills me the most is that people that are benefiting from this shit are not people that are suffering it. They're not even in this state.
They're not here.
They're not even in this state breathing in this air.
They're not here.
What are we saying? They might not even be in this damn country with us.
They're not here.
Like, okay, people don't get that. Like, we came outside. Okay, we wanted to take fresh air. This was how. Just let me tell you about our train of thought. We're in the room. I'm recording. We're in the room. We're all seated. You know, we've been indoors all day after, you know, the activities we came for, and we said let's step outside for some fresh air.
Being the
keyword, because you know it's not good as humans that we are to stay indoors for too long. You have to come outside. Let nature bless you. You know, let it do its course. We came outside. We couldn't breathe. We couldn't see.
Couldn't see further than where we were.
My God.
We couldn't see further than the proximity around you.
You get.
Let's say 5 meters.
Like 5 meters just around you.
No, 5 degrees. Let's use degree. Because meters seem long.
Meters is long.
Degree. Like.
Like a circle, Just. Because everybody in the compound that we could see, everybody just outside. And mind you, we that came out and were acting and could not breathe. People were out there. In fact, there were kids were running around playing. People were seated. Do you understand? So that means those residents are just used to it. They are so used to breathing in that toxic air that they don't even. I feel like they don't even know anymore.
I mean, also, let's say our lashes could not carry the weight of the chemicals again. It gave way. That's why we are tearing up. Because normally lashes are supposed to be able to keep out dust, chemicals, and all those things.
Yeah.
It could not carry it.
It's like something was burning.
It was burning inside my.
Okay, yeah, and you know, at that point we came out, but it was burning. Whatever they were burning, whatever oil, bunkery, water, something they were doing, they were at it at that moment.
Yeah.
Because it was so
it
bad.
So much, it caused Amatan to come out
the next morning.
The next morning was now very dry because it had.
Because you realized
so
after like an
night.
Hour, because let's say we spent an hour or two where we went to, because we still went out.
Yeah.
We spent an hour or two where we went to. So when we're coming back, you realize that the bike ride was better. When we got to the house, we could see like 10 meters now.
Bro, you know,
and that was the height because it was still dark.
Our bike, the guy was just, it was like in the sea. Like, it was literally maneuvering that junction. That,
you know,
that, what did they call them? The station junction. When we guy, I did fear because one car.
I was so scared. There was a huge truck coming from here.
We were trying to cross.
If not for the lights in the center, because it did not look like a small car. A small car will not have lights in the center of his head.
Hey!
Like, nigga, wait. He laughed. I hit him plenty times because he was on speed. And me and my PTSD with bikes. I was hitting him. One time he shake body, make a no touch on me again. When I was touching to calm down, he shake his body. I say sorry, but small. Come kill somebody, please.
It
was crazy. And you know, because bikes, this is the thing about community. When people of like minds, people that are doing the same thing, you see how market women have their community, they do things together. I noticed something with the bikes guys too. Because they can't see, there's something they do. They are always honking.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. That honking they are doing, they're telling their fellow person coming, approaching them. I'm in front. I did. And I realized that every time he did it, the other person responded. Like, the other person too responded. That's another way to know that they are together. They work together. They know themselves. And they can't see. But he wasn't wearing glasses too. So that means The thing that was entering my eye was entering his eye too. And me, I was squinting.
But then him now, because he has been there for so long
doing that
he's
job,
now used to it, which is so wrong.
Which is like, so wrong.
Like, so most of them have so many health issues concerning their
I
chest. So many of them have respiratory health issues.
My
God. Like,
just for going your daily life, living your daily activities.
They are going through it.
Is it the bike? Is it the bike that they are doing every day that's going to go? And if they say they have lung cancer now or something, is it the bike that they are doing that's going to?
And you do not give them that money. And there's like, and it's funny how this state is like, okay, the oil state, and they are burning all of this, but there is no oil. Like, is there still no fuel? Shit like this is still affecting us. So where is the fuel going to? Where is the oil going?
Why are the people suffering for nothing?
Why are the people that are working to bring out the fuel not getting?
Why are people in their villages suffering for nothing?
There's a village further than Omagua. There are villages further that are really, really close.
Inside. Like, they are closer to wherever they are.
That thing is happening.
Yeah.
Imagine what's happening to those people over there.
They are trying to live their
life. Imagine say we don't fit come outside. Those ones can they? They will have to be forced to be inside when they are doing the burning. They cannot be outside because their eyes may bleed. If they are very close to in close proximity with where they are burning, you cannot be outside. You have to be inside your home.
But then imagine people that would still be outside.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
because they don't have any money.
You
they
get,
stay inside. They are not feeding.
They will starve. So they have to be outside.
Some of those bikes, so they are from there. They came to pick us where we were.
Yes, now. And they take people back to
they
those
people
areas,
inside.
Those inside villages. Damn. It's like, oh my God.
All the man-made issues we cause for ourselves.
Jesus.
I'm
like, why? My own is... nobody to speak for these people that I don't even if I've said that nobody to speak
even
for them.
Everybody that tries to what
what's
the
outcome? What's the change?
What are you giving? Okay,
what
you are taking from this community. What are you giving?
What are you giving to them? That's what I'm saying. Remember when this thing happened in Delta, when they were costing them their livelihood and their farm. You know, they lost crops, they lost fishes in their so they protested and then they started giving them amnesty.
Yeah.
They started giving them money, which till now they don't even stop say the amnesty. Since when Goodluck left power, they stopped amnesty.
Yeah.
And they are still fighting for that one. So these people now, like Omagua, what are they giving to them
they
for this thing they are going through?
They said Wike had stopped them from burning.
You
and
know
commanding them not to. So all these things are being done illegally.
Illegally, yeah. Because
which
I saw this
worse.
Which is even terrible. I saw this movie one time. They're trying to tell us partly on what happened with oil bunkering in Nigeria.
Like,
so this big company, the father was about to lose, so the father had issues, courts, blah blah, Nigeria. So many some people died due to some people died due to oil bunkering stuff. So his company were held accountable. These kind of people, the village people did not have it. They protested, they did things. So, government, it came in government's ears. And then they're like, ah, we have to shut it down. So, these people will know, you understand? Because he's a big man and he has affiliations and he knows people. He went to the governor. He cried. The governor interceded for him. They talked to people. Then I say, okay, they should just prolong. They should just give him an extra month or something.
To
just, you know, because now he's in bankruptcy. Mm. So let him just get some so he can now pay off the government and then they can stop the work and blah, blah. It was never about the people. It was about the rich man who was going to lose money and the government who didn't want to seem like they're not doing anything.
To
but still not doing anything.
Rich man and but at the end of the day, the collateral damage is still the people.
The people. They suffer everything. They suffer everything.
They see everything.
I
and you still use them as the
guys,
people to
I
do the work.
The children because you guys don't you don't understand how deep respiratory issues can become. Like it can
you know, wherever there's a problem, the next thing is a solution or something that can be done, even if it's not a solution, because we're not in power.
There's awareness or to educate people.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we could do, create awareness.
Yeah.
Because, like, is how you create your awareness at one point, they even try to shut you up.
Exactly.
Like, look at what happened with our protest.
Environmentalists that actually want change.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes when you start raising this awareness, the people in those places that these things are happening to will not start remembering that this thing is not right and it's not meant to be happening to us. Like, why are we taking it? Why am I going through this? Yes, because honestly, them too, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to start from. They don't know where to start the fight from. You do get.
Especially those people in those areas, they literally cannot fight. Like,
where would they start from?
Who would they talk to? Like, what do you want? Okay. Who would they talk to? Where would they go? Like, who is even going to listen to them?
The people are supposed to represent them, the local governments.
Local governments and the rest.
Nobody's.
They are paying them. They are settling those ones now. Local government and the rest. Because those are the kind of people that are supposed
but
to take.
It's crazy because they are settling you, but you're also still going through it.
That is the black man mind. It's ignorance. It's, because. Yeah. You're getting money, but and the money you're not even getting is like a penny. It's a penny of what they are getting, like
for your life,
for your respiratory system.
Your own family is here. These people that are paying you, they are not here.
They're not here. Come on, you see, respiratory organs are not one to joke with. Cause
breathe. Keep you alive. They literally keep you alive. Anything that causes your nose to start giving you issues, it's not gonna stay, not gonna take long till your nose go. Once your nose go, you stop breathing. And that's it. Your heart.
You think the nose is the main one?
Your heart, your lungs.
Those two guys that are pumping in there, the lungs.
Get me. Now these people are not even smokers, but the things they are taking in
is
every
worse.
Day is so much worse than if they were literally smoking nicotine. Like. We're hoping that something different will happen. If the right person gets out there,
with this forthcoming election,
this
presidential election.
This election, though.